Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar and today Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud, the first parak Lifnei Dan. The Zichu Maseches Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, there was once a shtar dated 6 years later than the current date, and they thought to treat it as a shtar me'uchar, a post-dated document, and not collect sold properties with it for another 6 years. However, Rav Nachman said it was written precisely because we date shtaros by the Greek era, from when they became a global power, but this sofer counted from when they ruled in Elam 6 years earlier. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov asked how we know that our dating system is based on the Greeks. Perhaps it's based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, which occurred exactly 1,000 years earlier, in which case the shtar would be post-dated. Rav Nachman answered, and Abraisa says the same, but go ein monin elo malchi yovanim bovad. In the diaspora, we only count from the Greek kings. Ravina proved this from a Mishnah, which teaches that the first of Nisan is the new year for kings, which is pertinent for dating documents, yet also teaches that the first of Tishrei is the new year for Shanim, years, which is also explained to mean dating documents. The answer is that Jewish kings are counted from Nisan and Gentile kings from Tishrei. Since our shtaros start their year from Tishrei, it must be that shtaros are dated from the Greek era. Point number two, the Gemara relates many stories about the close relationship between Rebbe and Antoninus. It describes how Rebbe sent symbolic messages advising him how to install a son as his successor, to deal with troublesome Roman dignitaries, and a daughter who sinned. Antoninus would send sacks of gold to Rebbe covered with wheat to disguise the contents. Rebbe said he didn't need it, but Antoninus said Rebbe's descendants would need it to pay future Roman kings. An underground passage led from Antoninus' house to Rebbe's house. Antoninus would visit daily, bring two servants along, one of which he would kill at Rebbe's entrance, and the other he would kill when returning. He instructed Rebbe that no one should be present when he visited. Once Rabbi Hanina bar Chama was there, and when Antoninus protested, Rebbe replied, "Leistim bar Inish, this is not a man, but a malach." Antoninus sent him to bring the servant, and Rabbi Chama, discovering him dead, davened him, brought him back to life. Antoninus would serve Rebbe food and drink, and even bent down for Rebbe to climb up upon him to his bed, saying, "Mi simeni matza tachtech olam haba, if only I would be made a mat under you in olam haba." Rebbe assured him that he had a share in olam haba. And point number three, the Gemara relates the incident of Ketiah bar Shalum. A Caesar who hated the Jews solicited advice from the Roman dignitaries to destroy them. Ketiah pointed out that the Jews are compared to the four winds, teaching that just as the world cannot exist without the four winds, kach yivshor la'olam below Yisrael, so too it's impossible for the world to exist without Yisrael. Furthermore, they would be called a severed, meaning deficient, kingdom because part of the population has been eliminated. The Caesar conceded to his argument, but said the law is that anyone who bests the king is buried alive in a chamber of earth. As Ketiah was carried away, a matron called out to him, "Woe to the ship that goes without paying its taxes," meaning woe to Ketiah who's been killed for defending the Jews, but lacks circumcision to receive a portion with them in Olam Haba. Ketiah fell onto his orla and cut it off. A bus call proclaimed he was prepared for Olam Haba, and Rebbe wept, saying, "Yesh kona olamo b'sha'achas, there is one who acquires his world in 1 hour, v'yesh kona olamo b'kamashanim, and one who acquires his world over many years." So once again, the 3 points are, number one, there was once a shtar dated 6 years later than the current date, and they thought to treat it as a shtar me'uchar, a post-dated document, and not collect sole properties with it for another 6 years. However, Rav Nachman said it was written precisely because we date shtaros by the Greek era, from when they became a global power, but this sofer counted from when they ruled in Elam 6 years earlier. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov asked how we know that our dating system is based on the Greeks. Perhaps it's based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, which occurred exactly 1,000 years earlier, in which case the shtar would be post-dated. Rav Nachman answered, and Abraisa says the same, but go ein monin elo malchi yovanim bovad. In the diaspora, we only count from the Greek kings. Ravina proved this from a Mishnah, which teaches that the first of Nisan is the new year for kings, which is pertinent for dating documents, yet also teaches that the first of Tishrei is the new year for Shanim, years, which is also explained to mean dating documents. The answer is that Jewish kings are counted from Nisan and Gentile kings from Tishrei. Since our shtaros start their year from Tishrei, it must be that shtaros are dated from the Greek era. Point number two, the Gemara relates many stories about the close relationship between Rebbe and Antoninus. It describes how Rebbe sent symbolic messages advising him how to install a son as his successor, to deal with troublesome Roman dignitaries, and a daughter who sinned. Antoninus would send sacks of gold to Rebbe covered with wheat to disguise the contents. Rebbe said he didn't need it, but Antoninus said Rebbe's descendants would need it to pay future Roman kings. An underground passage led from Antoninus' house to Rebbe's house. Antoninus would visit daily, bring two servants along, one of which he would kill at Rebbe's entrance, and the other he would kill when returning. He instructed Rebbe that no one should be present when he visited. Once Rabbi Hanina bar Chama was there, and when Antoninus protested, Rebbe replied, "Leistein bar Inish, this is not a man, but a malach." Antoninus sent him to bring the servant, and Rabbi Chama, discovering him dead, davened and brought him back to life. Antoninus would serve Rebbe food and drink, and even bent down for Rebbe to climb up upon him to his bed, saying, "Mi simeni matza tachtech olam haba, if only I would be made a mat under you in olam haba." Rebbe assured him that he had a share in olam haba. And point number 3, the Gemara relates the incident of Ketiah bar Shalum. A Caesar who hated the Jews solicited advice from the Roman dignitaries to destroy them. Ketiah pointed out that the Jews are compared to the four winds, teaching that just as the world cannot exist without the four winds, kach yivshol la'olam b'lo Yisrael, so too it's impossible for the world to exist without Yisrael. Furthermore, they would be called a severed, meaning deficient, kingdom because part of the population has been eliminated. The Caesar conceded to his argument, but said the law is that anyone who bests the king is buried alive in a chamber of earth. As Ketiah was carried away, a matron called out to him, "Woe to the ship that goes without paying its taxes," meaning woe to Ketiah who's been killed for defending the Jews, but lacks circumcision to receive a portion with them in olam haba. Ketiah fell onto his orla and cut it off. A buzzkill proclaimed he was prepared for olam haba, and Rebbe wept, saying, "Yesh kona olamo b'sha'achas," there is one who acquires his world in 1 hour, "v'yesh kona olamo b'kamashanim," and one who acquires his world over many years. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yud, and our standard siman is a minion of yidden. A minion of yidden. So here goes. While the minion of yidden were reviewing the shtar for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, two members discovered a secret tunnel with emperor's clothes that opened into the rabbi's study, where a picture of Ketiah bar Shalom was on the wall next to the rabbi's drasha titled Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas. Once again, in slow motion. While the minion of yidden, that must be run off yud. While the minion of Yidden were reviewing the shtar for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, which reminds us, the Gemara brings proof that we date shtaros from the Greek era. So while the minion of Yidden were reviewing the shtar for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, two members discovered a secret tunnel with emperor's clothes that opened into the rabbi's study, which reminds us, the Gemara describes the special relationship between Rebbe and Antoninus and how Antoninus would visit Rebbe daily by going through a secret tunnel. So while the minion of Yidden were reviewing the shtar for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, two members discovered a secret tunnel with emperor's clothes that opened into the rabbi's study, where a picture of Ketiah bar Shalom was on the wall next to the rabbi's drasha titled Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us about Ketiah bar Shalom who was killed for defending the Jews, and Rebbe teaches us Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas, there's one who acquires his world in 1 hour, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Kamashanim, and one who acquires his world over many years. So once again, while the minion of Yidden were reviewing the shtar for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, two members discovered a secret tunnel with emperor's clothes that opened into the rabbi's study, where a picture of Ketiah bar Shalom was on the wall next to the rabbi's drasha titled Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Dav Vav. So the simmer Dav Vav is a sword because the Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. When the sword dealer, that must be on Dav Vav. When the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why doing business with idolaters is prohibited before their festivals? Is it Mishum Harvocha, because of the profit he gains, for which he'll praise his foreign god and mention its name? Or is Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Mikshol, because of the prohibition before a blind person you shall not place a stumbling block, meaning facilitating the idolater's sin by selling him an animal he'll use for a sacrifice? A nafkamina is if the idolater already has an animal. He still profits through this transaction, but it would not violate Lifnei Iver since he already has an animal to sacrifice. So, when the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, he put the money aside, never to be used, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Nasamai, if one did business with an idolater in violation of the rabbinic prohibition, what is the halacha? Are the proceeds prohibited in benefit? Rabbi Yochanan said, Nasan Asr, if he did forbidden business, the proceeds are prohibited. Reish Lakish says, they're permitted after the fact. So when the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, he put the money aside never to be used and sent an invoice to collect a debt from a goy who would eventually be happy when it was paid off. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda permitted collecting debts from idolaters because it upsets them. The Chachamim responded that although it upsets him now, he rejoices afterwards. The Gemara asked, does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with this reasoning based on a case regarding a woman applying lime to her skin on Chol HaMoed? Rabina answers that Rabbi Yehuda generally agrees with the Chachamim's logic, but holds an idolater remains upset about paying a loan, having hoped he would never repay it. Dav Zayin. So the Siman Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the Siman. So here goes. The gun shop owner. Gun? That must more on Dav Zayin. Kli Zayin. The gun shop owner who gave insurance to print in green dye that were printed in bright red, which reminds us, in a Mishnah Baba Kama, Reb Meir says, Hanosin Semer L'Tzava, if one gives wool to the dyer, Lisbo Lo Edom, Utzval Shachor, if he gave him wool to dye red for him, and he dyed it black, or vice versa, Reb Meir says the dyer pays him the wool's original value because his deviation from his instructions is considered stealing the wool, so he acquires it with a physical change of coloring. Reb Yehuda disagrees and says the owner pays either the dyer's expenses or the wool's improvement, whichever is less. So the gun shop owner who gave in shirts to print in green dye that were printed in bright red was relieved he could claim his refund since it wasn't the day before Yom Eid, which reminds us in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel prohibits doing business for 3 days before and after an idolatrous festival. The Chachamim respond that only before the festival is prohibited, but not after. The Gemara asks that their opinion appears identical to the Tanna Kamma's on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, and four interpretations are given for the Machlokas, the fourth one being that although the latter Rabbanan agree the business is prohibited before a festival, they hold like Nachman Madi, who says, Eino Asr El Yom Echad Lifnei Eden, it's only prohibited to do business with idolaters 1 day before their festival, whereas the Tanna Kamma prohibits 3 days before. So, the gun shop owner who gave in shirts to print in green dye that were printed in bright red was relieved he could claim his refund since it wasn't the day before Yom Eid and had his son sing Hashem's praises before davening that next time they come out right. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes about the order of a person's davening. Should a person request his personal needs first and then daven, meaning Shmoneh Esrei, or first daven and then request his personal needs? Dav Ches, so the Simur Dav Ches is challah. So here goes. The challah baker, challah, that must mean we're in Dav Ches. The challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah, which reminds us, the Chachamim disagree with both Tanaim recorded on the previous Dav, whether one should praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu before or after davening, and say, Shol Adam Sracha B'Shomei Tefillah, a person may ask for his needs during the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. Rav said that although a person may make any request during Shomei Tefillah, but if he wants to say at the end of each bracha a personal request similar to the topic of each bracha, he may. So the challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah davened that the man with the world is coming to an end sign wouldn't come into a shop to buy something for his festival, which reminds us Adam Rishon thought the world was ending and then made a yantav when he realized that the days getting shorter or longer were minhago shel olam. So the challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah davened that the man with a world that's coming to an end sign wouldn't come into a shop to buy something for his festival, so he could deliver his custom challah shaped like a Roman soldier shaking hands with a Jew, baked to commemorate their shared victory over the Greeks, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Rome's alliance with the Jews to conquer the Greeks and the eventual subjugation of the Jews. Dav Tes, so the Siman Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The antique dealer who found a star in an old teapot. Teapot? That must be on Dav Tes. The antique dealer who found a star in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban, which reminds us, a brisa listed the various nations who ruled Eretz Yisrael during the second base of Mikdash, concluding that one can calculate dates based on how many years passed since the Churban. Rav Papa said that if a Tana teaching this brisa is unsure precisely how many years passed since the Churban, but presumably knows how many centuries passed, he should ask a scribe how many years he writes in the shtaros, which are dated from the Greek era, and add 20 years, thereby arriving at the correct number. So the antique dealer who found a star in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the 52nd year of Avraham Avinu's life, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us that the world will exist for 6,000 years and that the 2,000 years of Torah begin when Avraham was 52 years old and he and Sarai began to convert others. The antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the 52nd year of Avraham Avinu's life and tested him by making him calculate which year of Shemitah was based on the Churban, which reminds us, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said that if one who does not know which year of the Shemitah cycle he is in may calculate based on the Churban. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we bring in Machlokes regarding one who gives wool to the dyer to dye a garment red and he dyes it black? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn how to calculate Shemitah based on the Churban? That's on daf Tess. Good. Number three, which daf does Gemara bring in Machlokes about the order of a person's davening? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number four. Which daf do you learn about Ketiyah Bar Sholem being killed for defending the Jews? And we learn Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas. That's on daf Yud. Good. Number five. Which daf do we have a Machlokes of death would have existed if not for the Chet Egel? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn that Hayom, today, is made to perform the mitzvahs, but today is not for taking the schar for performing them? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn about the special relationship between Rebbe and Antoninus? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number eight. Which daf does Gemara bring proof that we date shtaros from the Greek era? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn about how to calculate years from the Churban based on dates in shtaros? That's on daf Tess. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn that Adam Rishon thought the world was ending and then he made a yantav? That's on daf Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.